We are on Daf Yudalev Hamadalev, the literacy Taisvis. We had a Gemara Ram Gamliel said Iso Shani Osid Lomoid Perish Rashi Perikama Dekdushim Shoyoyore Penismuchu Olov Bnei Beisoy She Iser. Ram Gamliel was afraid that maybe the Bnei Bayis would be same, that he was Ma'asa. V'yoichlu tevel, and they'll be eating tevel. Chazok al chovel, sheni meitzi mitachas yodei dovo, sheinei mesuki. So memele, so therefore, Ram Gamliel had to be mafrish maisres. Because dahainu davke bechovel shemeitz. So the Teis Vishans explains, Chover Shemeis means Mitech Yishev Adas. A Chover Shemeis Mitech Yishev Adas. So he knew that his time is getting close. So then there's a klal, Chover Shemeis V'nir Megura Malaya Peres, and he knew that he's going to die. Then he would not leave over the Tvuim, would not leave over the Tvue without being mafreshed. Oy bohoylech ve'ein bedate loshuv ad yomim rabim. And Mestame, if Gamliel left and he wasn't mafresh, sar kochoch, it wasn't date to be there too long. And that's why he wasn't mafresh. So I was saying, so what was Rabban Gamliel afraid of? That means they won't be seimach that he was mafrish, because the only time you seimach on the chover is dafke meis mitech yishabadas, or going away for a very long journey, and this was not applicable by Rabban Gamliel. So why was he mafrish meiser? He's not, they won't be seimach on him. She's nothing but to worry about. That is kasha number one. Kasha number two, ba'oid lama nosnon Rabbi Yeshua l'Rabbi Kiva. If the whole problem is that he's afraid they might eat tevil, and that's why he was mafrish the maisris, fine, so let him be mafrish the maisris, but why was it necessary to be makne the maisa to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva? Yikro lahem shame. Below Yaisa, let him be Kairi shame, and Fartik, that's sufficient. Ba'oid, in Kasha number three, the Ein Zakri Hashem, that this is not called a Kri Hashem, Lay Omar Asora Yehei Maiser, Ela Omar Maiser Rishain Yeinosun Li Yeshua. He said Maiser Rishain Yeinosun Li Yeshua, so it's, if he was Kair Hashem, so it should say, Asar should be Maisa. So Bemison argues is Iso Shani Oseid Lomoid. So there is a Hafroshe. And the Rishonim say that Ram Gamliel holds Yesh Pereira. Ram Gamliel holds Yesh Pereira. So Mamele, there was Hafroshe. The Iso Shani Oseid Lomoid. So that means that Shani Oseid Lomoid should be Maisa. But Taisus holds, it's not called, I don't know if Taisus was Geirish and he also Lamed. So Taisus says there was no Kri Hashem. So there's no Kri Hashem, so it doesn't become Maiser. The Taisus says the Gilsa, the Gilsa is, Elam a Maiser Rishin Yeinos and Yeshua. So Vaisa is they had Maiser Rishin already. That is making it Maiser Rishin. Operish Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore the Rabbeinu Tam did not like Rashi's Pshat. So the Rabbeinu Tam said the Shna Sabir Haiso. Ukvar Ifrisha, it was the Shna Sabir, it was the Shona Shlishis, or the Shona Shishis. It is a mitzvah Levayer Mais Raisov. Ukvar Ifrisha, he was Mafrisha the letter already. Vayitzoich leitzia mitachas yodoi, he had to be meitziat mitachas yodoi, belitnom lebailem, and he had to give it to the bailem. So memele, So that was the only problem. He was mafresh it already. He was mafresh it already, but the problem was he had to get it out of his rishus. He had to give it to the aniyim, to the lebiyim. V'zeh ha-maise d'ram gamliel t'nam b'meseches maise sheini gabi bio. In Meseches Maaser Sheni, we see clearly that this whole Indian is speaking about mitzvahs bir, this non-hosom. It says there in the Mishnah, Erev HaPesach Shal Reviyis V'Shal Shviyis, Hoya HaBir, this was this man HaBir, Noisin Trumes Maaser Lekoyim, then in the Shnas HaBir, you have to biarti akoidish min abayis. You have to give the matonis to the bailim. Misha ye peiros of rochik mimenu. So it says further in the Mishnah, what if his peiros are far away from him? So shlikris lam shem. So what does that mean? So shlikris lam shem. What does that help? Peirish shem habailim. That's what it means. Not a kriya shem. We're speaking about the mitzvah bia. That means it was mafresh already, but he has to be kairim the shem bailim, who he's going to be makna to. Sheyak noisom lelevi lekain umaisenami beram gamliel uskainim. So we see clearly from the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni was not speaking about. Where Rashi, where Tais brings down for Rashi, wanted to be mafresh maisres, but for Kel, the maisres were mufresh already, and it was the shnas habir, and he had to now be maknit to the bailim of the matones. And for Kel, so that's the case. So mamela, all our problems are solved. That means there was no problem, there was no shash, they might eat tevil, it was mufresh already, and everything, he just wanted to be maknit. Why didn't he give truma gedoylo? Kedisnan b'harta ma'aser sheni noisin truma or trumas ma'aser lekoyin. And fakert as the mitzvah beer, you have to give truma trumas ma'aser lekoyin. Sherei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hoye imoy. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was also on the ship. How do you know Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wasn't the ship? Kedektoni seife. Omad Rabbi Yeshua v'omad trumas maaser shebay noson l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He says in the he gave the maaser rishon to Rabbi Yeshua, and then Rabbi Yeshua said trumas maaser shebay noson l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So we see Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was on the ship. And so Rabbi Yeshua took care of the mitzvah of Nesina Lekoyin. He gave the Trumas Maaser to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So why didn't Gamliel give his Trumah to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Agabucha, my chavrusa, bein again to tiny that when Tosfos had a taina on Rashi learned shat that he was mafresh in the maisres. And Tosfos, one of Tosfos' kashas on Rashi was, the einze kriyashem, gloyoma asore yehei maiser, eloma maiserishin yeinosen le Yeshua. So Tosfos' taina on Rashi, it seems there was Maaser already. It says Maaserishin Yeinosin Rabbi Yeshua. If he's Mafresh Maaser, should have said Yehei Maaser. That was Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. So Lechayra, so yes, so let's learn further. What did Rabbi Yeshua then? Rabbi Yeshua said Trumas Maaser Shebeinosin Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's also not a lesson of Hafroshe. Rabbi Yeshua Zichu was Mafresh Trumas Maaser. That's Zichu Azai. So, Noel, it also says the same lotion of Nosen. So, we see the lotion is not to Gefela. It was a shtickel ha'ora and Taisus. Anyway, so Taisus has a kasha. Taisus has a kasha, so if Gamliel wanted to take care of the mitzvah's bio, so why didn't he take care of the Trumah and he could have taken care of it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was on the ship. Yishloimer the truma gedoyla terem shenosa hifrisha venosna. The truma was taken care of. The fisha kala hoisa lahafrish. The chita achas paiteres asakri. Venitelas boimer. Now, lechayre, it's very schwer what Taisha says over here. The chita achas paiteres asakri. Of all people, there's a ayin ro. It becomes ice tevel when you give a chita achas, but there's an ayin ro, an ayin yofe, an ayin beinani, an ayin ro is 1/60 you give trume, an ayin yofe is 1/40, and so Taisa says, well, Gamliel took care of it before he left, the chita achas peiteres asakri, please. I mean, that's Rabban Gamliel. That's how Rabban Gamliel took. Rabban Gamliel wasn't mahadar to give at least 1/60. He gave a chita achas. Nitelas ba'imid is very good. That's good. You don't need, it's not a big tiche. By meiser, you have to measure tak. It has to be a tenth. If it's less than a tenth, it's, so then peresu mikul kolam. If it's more than a tenth, meisresu mikul kolam. Meiser is tak a big job. But over here, it's nitelas ba'imet, that's good. But chita achas peiteres esakri is very difficult to understand. Va'oit, now Taisa says a second teres, sha'atvua oisa kvar b'murachas bebeisi sharam gamliel, k'demuchach b'irishalmi. That really the tvua was not on the sodeh. The tvua already had been brought in, it was mesukin, Bebeisi Sharam Gamliel. Utruma gedoyla mafrisha besodeh miyad achem iruach. Truma you take care of when it's in the sodeh, before you even bring it into the house. Achem iruach kedemrine b'Yerushalmi demaisi sheni motza peres besodeh mefuzorim. You find peres left over besodeh, they're spread out. Mutorim mishem gesel. Because most of the peres were taken in and these were left out, So he was mafkedem v'chayoven b'mais opturim mitrume. The efshel geirin shetiyokam kein nitruma truma imeno. So Taisa says, so on truma's bachlal no problem because we were stage two. The Yerushalmi seems these peiris were b'beisay shel Ram Gamliel. It was b'beisay shel Ram Gamliel, so the truma zicha had been taken care of besode, because that was the seder that yevshel legoyren shetiyokem kenitma truma mimena. That was the seder, the truma, where they were mafresh before they even brought it babay. Noson le Yeshua. Now the meiser rishin he gave to Yeshua was a levi. Vim taima afektois v'svo konsinu Ezra. Ezra counseled the Levim that since they weren't oile for the Bayesheni, so he counseled them, and yet the knas was that you give Maiserishin to the Kahanim, not to the Levim. So why did Gamliel give the Maiserishin to Yeshua? V'yeshloima, Zuktoises, the Svira Leiram Gamliel holds Kerabekive, the Omar, the Koidim knas, Davke Lelevi. Before the knas of Ezra, so they gave Maiserish and Davke Lelevi. Acha knosa, after the knas, lekoyin ula Levi kedama peg beis diksubis. So Mamela, so fakert, after the knas, they gave it to Kahanam also. But they also gave it to Levim, so it's no problem that Ram Gamliel gave it to, a Levi. Ve'im taima. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, Sh'omal Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, he told Rabbi Yeshua, Chazer Boch, he told him, Rashi brought down that he was a Levi, he was from the Mishorim. So he told Rabbi Yeshua wanted to help him to close the doors, and he told him, Chazer Boch, שאתה מן המשוררים ואני מן השוררים. סממילה משמע שהיו שניים לווים, ובוצים דבות ולווים, הכרת, אב ישוע wanted to help him, and he told them, no, you are avoidus alavias, you're from the Mishayrim, you can't do a different job that's mutal on you. Aber kabona bai says they're both alavias. Ubishili hecholil amrinin, in Tzayif Perik hecholil, the Gemara says, megifeid losi shebemigdosh, those who shut the doors in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to get paid from the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim ain't mutter elo lekahanim. The lechem aponim is only mutter for the kahanim. So Tosfos has a tremendous problem. The problem is there. The Gemara says in Sukkah that those who shut the doors they got schar from the lechem aponim. So it seems the megifid losses were kahanim. And here Rabbi Yeshua wanted to help Rabbi Yochanan, so and Rabbi Yeshua was Zichar Levi, and here it seems that that was from the Avodas Halevim. V'yeshloimer, so Tosfos says, no, Shalom al Yisrael. Begimul mekoymes oyu ekahanim shoymrim bebeis hamikdosh. Kedemrin nebereish meseches tamit. That means there were different mekaymes. They shut all the doors at night. There were certain doors that were shut through kahanim. Gimel mekaymes, that was the avodas kahanim, taka they shut these doors. The rest of the mekaymes was avodas halaviyim. So Rabbi Yochanan was shut the other doors, and that Rabbi Yeshua wanted to help him. That what the Gemara says, that the Megifed losses ate from the Lechem upon him, that was the three doors that was from the Avedis, the Kahanim to shut. Those Kahanim, they got paid from the Lechem upon him. Fine. Mekaymai Muskaloi, then it says in the Mishnah that he rented out to Rabbi Yeshua, to Rabbi Kiva, he rented out the mokim where the tvua was. The sefer k'toni shekiblu schar zemizeh. The sefer says they take paid him. He rented out the mokim with the tvua, and they were kind either out chotzer or agav. However, we learn pshat and the maise. So it says clone the mishnah. They paid him. They paid the money, they rented the Mekaymes. Vim Taima Amai Kiblusha, Hoyeloi Lahashalem Oy Lahaskir Bechalipin. So why did he have to rent it out to them? They were interested in renting Mekaymes. I mean, but here they wanted to rent, he wanted to be Mekaymes with beer. So here to be, rent them or to lend them the Mokim where the Tvu is. So do it with Kinyan Chalipa. Why do you have to take money for it? Netram Gamliel was interested in taking their money. So the whole problem was they have to make a Kinyan on the Mokim. So make a Kinyan Chalipa. Now the Poshet Pshat in Tosfos is, just to understand a little bit, Shaila Uschiris is a kinyan garua. That means it's not a true bailus. It means pshat is, I'm using your karka. I'm going to return it. That's only a temporary usage. It's a temporary usage. And it seems, and chalipin is also a kinyan garua. So you can't use chalipin to acquire, which is a kinyan garua, to acquire a kinyan shayla or schiris. You need a kinyan olam, and kesef is a kinyan olam. So that's why if he wanted to rent out the mokim hatfuim, that would be done through kinyan kesef, and it could not have been done through kinyan chalipin. So the Gemara, Rab Abba, this is the whole Mishnah. So Rababa asked the kasha to Ula. Ula, you said a chotzo sheinu mishtameres. You need that oimid betzad sadeyu, that the owner has to stand there in order to be koined. Was Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, were they standing betzad sadeyu sharam gamliel? The imtaima, prektoisvis, v'loy hatvua hoiso bebeisoy sharam gamliel. Taisim brought down a Yerushalmi before. The Tvua was in the bias of Ram Gamliel. Kedi muchach be Yerushalmi pe gimel de maisres. Ubeisai sheram Gamliel hoya mishtama. Pektaisis, so what's the whole problem? That means a bias is a mokim a mishtama. The whole problem is a sode. There's no walls around the sode. So a sode is a mokim sheinim mishtama. So then we need oimid betzad sadeyu. Sats mishtama al yode, Rashi says. Fine. So that's a soda. Right. But a bias is zikha mokim amishtamer, a bias says walls, doors. So memela, so what's bechlal the problem? And the Rishalmi says the tvua was bebias already. V'yesh loima. So Taisa says, amir di keteres. The legabi zikainim loihoya mishtamer. Shloihoya hefsik bein tvu osoi letvu osom. That means that the tvue that was given to the Zakenim was in Ram Gamliel's house. Now in Ram Gamliel's house there was his own tvue. There was the tvue that was given to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva. The Bnei Bayis Bechlal were unaware of this whole transaction that was happening in the ship. So Memele, so it was not Mishtama from the Bnei Bayis. That means the Bnei Bayis can readily take this Tvua. So Memele, that's called Aine Mishtama. So it was helped me that there's walls around the Tvua. But that's from intruders. You don't have to worry about intruders. But Al Koponim, the Bnei Bayis of Ram Gamliel, who were unaware of this transaction, even though according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we have to understand, that means, Taisa says he was mafrish the Maisa already, so, and so Lechaire, he didn't tell them, he left it, he left the Maiser Rishon, the Maiser Oni, mixed up with his Tvue. I mean, the whole problem was the Mitzvah's beer. Abel Kaponim, that's what Taisi says the Metzias was. The Metzias was that there wasn't a Hefsik, so Mamela was called Einem Mishtam. So we see Amor Dikazach, that if there are people in the Chotzer, who can take away the dvorim in the chotzer from the bala chotzer, that makes it ainim mishtama. That's what Taisva says. Vim toima shili ashoil, gabi azevel shel balabayis, mukilo bigmore beture deoser mealme, ubechotzer demaskir, Now, the Gemara says as follows. There's a Gemara further in Hashper Kashoyo. The Gemara says there was a chotzer that Reuven rented to Shimon. Fine. Okay. Now, Shimon is using the chotzer. The Gemara also says over there, that if behemish shall hefker come into this chotzer, in armatel glolim in the chotzer, and it seems the glolim, the zevel, had a monetary value. It was worth something. It seems the bailam was mafker, the owner of the animals was mafker the zevel, but al kaponim had a value. could be they could use it for fertilizers, the people who live there. So now, the Gemara says over there, so you have here a chotza that was rented out to Reuven, belonged to Shimon, the masker of Shimon, rented out to Reuven. And if Behemis, the Alma came in, there were matter glolim in the chotza, the glolim belonged to Shimon the masker. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara also says, and Shimon is kind of was chatzeir shalodim is kind of shalom edatim. So now we have over here a chotzer that Reuven is living in the chotzer. Good. The masker is Shimon. So we say, a chotzer schurer, we spoke about it before, machlekes rishonim, who in kinyan chotzer, it's rented out to Reuven for Shimush, but al kaponim, the when it comes to kinyan chotzer adover shel hefker, so the masker is kaine, fine, so the masker is kaine. Fractisis, but how could he be kaine? Since the soicher is mishtamish in the chotzer, so it's not mishtamer for the masker. Taisis just said a yesod. Taisis had a problem. What was the problem by Agamore? It's in a house, so Taisa says in a house. But in a house, the house only helps that intruders won't come in. But if in the house there are living people, the Bnei Rabban Gamliel are living in the house, and the two is mixed up, they don't know which is the mice and which is not. So it's called Einai Mishtama because of the people living in the house. So how, I have a Gemara further, Dafko Beis, that a chotzer, that's socher to Reuven, is kind of glolim for Shimon. But it's, and what says that? It's kind of, Shimon doesn't know about it. Oh, it's chotzer, kind of shalom idate. But it's ainu mishtamer, it's, this Reuven is mishtamer in the chotzer. That's Taisvis Kasha. Vahashte, vahaloyasecha mishtamish pachotzer. Vim kaina zevel mishtama ledasa soiche bachotzer. Ve'eich yiske hamasker bezevel turi da'osel ma'alme. Taisus is a tremendous problem. V'yesh loimer, so Taisus makes an akimte. Shegam masker beisoi pasuach lo'isei chotzer. You know, it's talking about over there that there was a chotzer that was rented out to Reuven. The event, but the bias of the masker opened up into the chotzer. He didn't use the chotzer, he rented it to Reuven. But the bias of the masker opened up to this chotzer. Umikri oimid b'tzatzodeyu. So that means he could see that he wasn't using the chotzer, but he had an open door. So lemaise, this soicher, when Behemoth came into the chotzer, so he'd be scared to take it for himself because there's a door that could always be open, and the masker will look at him and give him, what are you doing with the glolim? It belongs to me. So even though the Gabi, the Etzim Kinyan, the Gemara says he's kind of b'shas maise, he wasn't standing there, and the chotzer kind of shleimidate somehow about that goofer, that he has the capability of looking what's happening. So it's called, I mean, this is a very interesting phenomenon. It's called Shaloi Midatoi, and it's also called Achotzer Oimed Betzatzadei. That means that when he's there, he could involve himself to find out what's happening in the Chotzer, makes it Mishtama. But Lemaisa, Philo, he didn't involve himself, so he's kind of as hot as kind of shalom idate. Papa Oma, let's get back to the Gemara. Papa Oma das acheres makna oison shani. Now, let's get back to the sugya. Ravabe had asked Ule, how was Rabbi Yeshua kind of the Maisa? He wasn't standing there. So we had one teretz that wasn't chotzer, was agav, a ganze mahala, which Ababa did not like this teres. Rapapa omar das acheres makna oison shani. Now let us see Rashi. Rapapa omar loilam beteres chotzakone. No, really, the way Rababa understood this Mishnah, Rababa is right. Rav Yeshua was koina beteres chotzak. It's not kasha nula. Toho, the belinin hocha, oimed betzada sode. Ah, you don't need oimed betzada sode. Mishum de das acheres makna oisam. Shram gamlil hiknelem metaltlem shoyuloi bechotze shalem. How did they acquire, how did Rabbi Yeshua acquire this maisa? Shram gamlil was makna to them. It wasn't hefke, he was makna to them. Fine. Yeah. V'loim efkeiri konu. It's not, this is not efke. Now, so our papa said like this. Let's just clarify what Ula was saying and what this Mishnah is talking about. Ula was talking about yet adavar shel hefker, yet adavar shel hefker, and it's walking through someone's field. Ula said if it's not mishtama l'das habaylam, it won't be kind. Chotzer has to be mishtama. Has to be mishtama. In order to begin, has to be mishtama. So Rabab is takasho, Rabbi Gamliel was makta to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua wasn't standing there, and so it wasn't mishtama. So Rabab says, 100% right, but that's not a dover shel hefker. There, Rabbi Yeshua acquired it through the hakno of Rabbi Gamliel. Fine. So what is? The Trashi. V'loi mef keire konu. V'noiche matone zu liknois. V'afal gavdein oimid bitzad asode. Now, just to understand a little pshat in Rashi. L'choire pshat in Rashi. There's different pshatim in the Gemara, but let's not go into the different pshatim. Let us just try to understand Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying as follows. Das acheres makna means there's a hakno through the bailim. Now, when there's a hakno through the bailim, it is easier to acquire what I want to acquire. That means if it's hefker, so I'm doing everything by myself. My chotzer is koine from hefker. If there's a hakno through the bailim, so there's a siyua, there's an alimus, there's a aza from the bailim. He wants to give it to me. It's his thing, and he wants to be machna to me. If in such a case, the chotzer can be a mediocre chotzer, afilatzeinu mishtama. I mean, that's what Ula said. You need a chotzer a mishtama. That's right. You need a 100% chotzer. That's dafke by hefke. That means the whole kinyan is only through the chotzer. So you need a chotzer a mishtama. But if there is a das, mitzad, the bailim to be makne to him, he wants to give it to him, he's giving it to him. So it seems that helps the maise kinyan. It makes it easier to be kinde. And if it makes it easier to be kinde, so then a chotzer sheni mishtam is also kinde. Let us say a bad marshal. I don't know how bad the marshal is, but let us just say there are shittas in Rishonim. A cotton can't be kaina. A cotton can't be kaina minatoira. He doesn't have das. He doesn't have a yad. Das acheres makne. He is kaina. It seems if there is the mitzad the makne, there's a das to give it over to him, so it's more easily acquired. Even though the cotton is a labadat. So that's what Rapapa said. Rapapa said, you can't compare the cases. There's das acheres makna. There's a very pertinent kasha from the Mordechai. Just let's mention the kasha, not the teretz. The kasha is very gishmak. The teretz is a little difficult to understand. So mention the kasha. The kasha is, this whole Gemara, our whole Gemara went with a hemshech. That means like this. How was Rabbi Yeshua kind of the Maisa? He wasn't standing there. Ullah said, nothing to even talk about. He doesn't want to even discuss this kasha with Rabab. It's no kasha. So the Gemara said, do you know why? Because it's not Kenya Chotza, it's Kenya Nagav, and finished, so it's no cash. Rabab said, no, Rabab didn't like this Teretz. He said, listen, if I be Kenya Nagav, so why didn't they make Kenya Chalipin? So the Teretz is Teva Sano Aine Momen, it's not his to be Makne, that's why he didn't make Kenya Chalipin, that's what Rabab held. So if it's not his to be Makne, So how can you make Kinyanaga? That was why Rababa didn't like this whole teretz. Frek the Mordechai, so if you say that Teva Sano ain't a moment, and he can't be Maknit, that's why Agav wouldn't work, that's why Chalipin wouldn't work, so where's this Tasa Cheres Makne? So the Mordechai has a little problem over here. That means we just said before, since Teivas on the Eine moment, he's not a Bailim, he can't be Maknit. He can't be Maknit. That's, he can't make Agav, he can't make Chalipin, Frek the Mordechai. So he can't be Maknit. So a problem, no problem, that's a Cheres Makne. I mean, the whole basis of Rab Abba's Kasha was because Teivas on the Eine moment and he can't be Maknit. And that's why he can't be Agav. And that's why they didn't make Chalipin. No, all of a sudden, Rapopa says, that's a Cheres Makne. The Mordechai asks this kasha, and it's a kasha which deserves to be mentioned, but let's go further. Now he says, Umeno Taimre, and he says, I'm telling you, Ashtik Taire, that when this das a Cheres Makne, the Maise Kinyim, so they, even if the Chotzer is not such a, but if that's a Cheres Makne, I feel a mediocre Chotzer is also kind. So he says, I'll prove it to you. It's not Samazay. How do I know that it's a mile of that's a Cheres Makne? It's not. Ro oisan rotzen achem etzi. Vo omar abir mi omar abir echenin, vo hu sherotz achreyen umagiyem. A tzvi shavur, is only kaine if he can run after it and catch it, then you're kaine. Uboi Rabbi Yirmiye, so that's Rabbi Yirmiye said over from Rabbi Yechne. Uboi Rabbi Yirmiye b'matona hayech. Rabbi Yirmiye says, what'll be by matona if he can't reach it? What'll be the din if you have a tzvi that rotzachem and einem megiim, which in the Mishnah says you're not koine, Mishnah talking about a metziah, what will be by a matone? Also, that means that Reuven is makne at Reuven's tzvi is in Shimon's chotzer, and it's a very quick tzvi. And Reuven says, no, Shimon, I want to be makne to you my tzvi, which is in your chotzer. And Shimon says, I can't catch it though. It's going out pretty quick. So Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Yochanan, what would be the din over there? Would he be kainer or wouldn't he be kainer? That was the shaila. Uboy Rabbi Yirmiya batonayich, kibli rababa bakahane. So rababa bakahane was mekabel. Ava pi sherotzachem veinim megiyam. It also will be kind of by matone. My time, la mishim de dasachak makno isenshane. Oh, you see my shtik teres emes. So that means, you see, what's the din of rotzach reyem umagin makes the mishtama. And Rabbi Yirmiya said, but by matone, do you need this? So Rabbi Yirmiya spilled the beans. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, that by matone, since you have das acherik makne, see, even though it's ain't a mishtamer, al yodoi, because he can't chase it, afal pika, Rabbi Yirmiya asked a kashi from Rabbi, maybe there,
It'll be kaine. So you see clearly, this you saw, that das acheres makne, even the chutz is not mishtama. It's also kaine. So you see, cause you don't need such a good maise kinyan mitzad the kaine if the makne is makne to him. Let's see what Rashi says. Hochi gosine. Boy, Rabbi Yomi, matona hayich, im hoyet svi begoizel shalodam echot. Do the three geysers of that belong to one person. Vehaim b'seich sodeh haveiroi. V'nois nam balaim labala sodeh b'matonin. The baile wants to give it to the bala sodeh. Hayech adin mi beinin. Usherot sachem umagim. B'iloi loikoni. Umotzi noisin lemahedebei. If he can't reach it, so he can be choisi. He wasn't koine. Oiloi. Kibnei rababalach boi mi rabbi yomir d'shapel dok. He has the very pertinent shaila. She is chilek by matona lahevka. Matona afa bisharot sarchaim. When he megim, he will be koinem. Fine. So mamela, we see a new yesod. Das acheres makne is, it helps the kinyan. Noiche matona zulik nois. It can be nikne in an easier oifen. You do not need all the tnoyim of Hilchus Chotza to be kainet. Fine. Amalei Rav Shimi l'Rav Pope. Oh, you tell me a shtik teire? You tell me a shtik teire? That das acheres makne, that means this whole din Ula was talking about hefker, by matone. It's different. You don't need aimit betzatzadeh. You don't need mishtama. That's what you tell me. Fine. Say a shtik teire. So he says, al eschi amir de kekashe. הרי גט, דדס אחרס מקנה אויסו, ואומר, הוא לא בוהו שאי מדס בצד בייסו, בצד חסרו. אולה, this אולה, who we're trying to find for אולה, אולה said by גט, that she's only גגט if she's standing there, and if she's not standing there, she's not גגט. נו, you just said a שתיק תוירה, דס אחרס מקנה, you don't need the tnoyim of a chotza mishtameres, and that's why you don't need a mibetzatzadeyu. Ul himself said, by get you need it. So memele, fine. So, yeah. So the Gemara Salusa Rapope answered, shani get to isi balkoche. No. Get is different. Because get, I feel she doesn't want to be kainet, she's also kainet. So, get is different. So, this teretz, maskevul Rav Sheshes berei de Ravide, I don't understand this teretz. Since it's bal kocho, it's worse? V'lav kal v'chaymahu. Uma get de ise bal kocho, imedes b'tzat beise b'tzat chatzere, ini loy loy, matone de midate loy koshkein. Zakt Rashi. So he says, I don't like your teretz. Let's see what Rashi says. Shani get the isei bal kocha. Shunais na lo, v'leinecha lo le megash, apol she doesn't want to be get. V'lav kal v'chaymu, minatan azeh, since it's bal kocha, yesh lo da in the koshken le kinyan ache. Uma get. V'ker, the kinyan of get is so powerful. She doesn't want to be koinet. But so she's koinet, she doesn't want to be koinet. I'm reading, but the Eisa ain't Eloi Loi, but she has to be there. Even though you don't need her rotsan and kinyan, but she has to be there. Matone, the less about kocho, by matone, she won't be koinet matone about kocho. The Amra loy beine loy kanye. If she says she doesn't want to be kanye, she won't be kanye. Loy koshkein, the Amra beine, and sriche shetei bitzat chatzeirom. About the gewiss, she has to be bitzat chatzeirom. So we'll stop here because the terrace of the Gemara is pretty complicated.